Okay, we are live. Hi, Supernaturals. It is your host, Beverly. I am the founder and CEO of HairScripts, the platform that is connecting Black and Brown women experiencing hair loss to dermatologists and trichologists for treatment and support. So I'm really excited about today's guest, Dr. Linda Amerson, who is a board certified trichologist. Yes, you can be a board certified trichologist. And I'm really excited because she does really, really well for the hair loss community. She thinks outside the box. And I'm really excited to talk about all the things that she brings to the table. And let's see if we can kind of do that within this small synopsis of time. But Dr. Amerson, if you can go ahead really quickly and introduce yourself, your clinic, what you do, and how did you get to this point?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today. I am CEO of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic, and I am a board certified trichologist. For your listening audience, they may not be aware that there are different levels of as a trichologist. Mm-hmm. There's the hair loss practitioner, the certified trichologist, and then the board certified trichologist. So I actually went through the entire curriculum. We had to write a dissertation and actually present it in front of the medical board. Okay. So that's one of the distinctions. I'm also an educator. I travel and I teach. We also opened the first trichology training center in the Western USA.
Okay.
So we offer training to aspiring trichologists as well as certified cosmetologists okay. in certain areas. Because, for example, some cosmetologists may have clients who deal with the flaky scalp. And they don't know what that is. Is it dandruff? Is it seborrhea dermatitis? Is it something else?
Mm-hmm.
So we do the specialized training on that, on the itchy scalp, flaky scalp. Again, on when it gets into alopecia. Now, alopecia is the medical term for hair loss from any cause.
Right.
So we address over 100 different categories. Mm-hmm. We also host our annual cruise with a purpose and scholarship.
Okay.
We have our own exclusive product line. So we are blessed. We're able to also become a journalist. So we write to educate consumers as well as professionals about alopecia, health and wellness, just so many components that are very important to hair loss and hair care. So to date, we have written for over 74 national magazine publications.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay, Dr. Amerson, what haven't you done? I think that should have been the question to start off with, because you've done a lot in the hair loss community. And, you know, I like to call a newbie, a rookie to the game, you know, because I started this whole thing because I was on my, still on my hair growth journey, right? But dealing with my own hair loss. So I want to talk, and a few things you said that I want to address.
Okay.
You talked about the different levels of board certified, I mean, of trichology. Why would someone want to see a board certified trichologist?
Because we have more intense and extensive education, mm-hmm. and we're really getting more to the root of the cause based on a case by case basis. Everyone may not be as knowledgeable and educated in the area. So that's why it's very important to see an expert.
Right.
Because there is an expert for every part of the body.
Right.
So for the hair and scalp, there's also an expert in this particular area.
So when should a person go to see you? What signs should they look for them to kind of say, at this point, I need to go see, you know, a doctor or an expert for my hair loss instead of trying to take it into their own hands?
When you notice any immediate changes with your hair, if there's patches, if there's thinning, if there's shedding, also if your scalp begins to give you different types of signs and symptoms, crawling sensations, burning sensations, the dry, flaky, oily, itchy scalp are very common complaints that I hear.
Okay.
So you need to seek expertise immediately.
And usually as an expert, and I know there's no one size fit all response or treatment for anyone, but usually what's your process for treatment?
I recommend a consultation. So we offer a virtual consultation as well as a clinic consultation. So with the virtual, we're able to address consumers outside of Texas.
Okay.
And so we will analyze them using Zoom or some other type of video platform. Mm-hmm. We need them in a very well-lit room and we can see their areas of concern. Also, there's a data form that I fill out while I'll be asking them several questions okay. in regards to their health, family history, medications, diet and nutrition.
Okay.
Diet and nutrition is also very, very important for the hair growth process.
So let's park there for a second. Let's talk about diet and nutrition and how that affects hair growth. Because like you said, there's so many different pathways to hair loss, but I do want to focus on the diet and nutrition and the wellness side of it.
Mm-hmm. Starting with eating as healthy as possible.
Okay. Define healthy because it's.
Yes, healthy is, and again, with most individuals, from my experience, they do not drink enough water.
Okay.
So half your body weight is what is recommended. Mm-hmm. Eating at least 2 to 3 meals per day is really what a person needs. You need protein.
Mm-hmm.
Adults need 65 to 75 grams of protein per day.
Okay.
Children, it could be less. You need vegetables. You need fruit.
Mm-hmm.
If you have snacks, choose healthy snacks rather than snacks that have a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So sugar can actually, it can accelerate the hair process of shedding.
Really?
So, yes.
Okay.
So sugar is a culprit,
okay.
as well as other problems that it can cause internally. So again, it's mainly a case-by-case basis, but overall, just eating as healthy as possible. Minimize your fried foods.
Okay.
Baked or grilled is recommended. Again, fruits and vegetables is very, very important.
You know, it's so funny because you're talking to us and we love us some fried food. I know me, I love me some fried chicken and some fried shrimp, okay? If you're trying to figure out
yes.
what I'm doing, make me some fried shrimp. over time, it does affect us, right? It does.
Yes.
I mean, and not just our hair, but just everything else, how nutrition affects everything in general. But I really want to highlight your specific clinic and some of the practices that you guys have, because this is the first time I've ever heard of this and I'm so excited for her to talk about it. So Dr. Emerson, you know what? I'm gonna let you talk about it. What is it that women can do from anywhere in the country if they're experiencing hair loss, some shedding, et cetera, and they wanna have some idea of what's going on with them? What can they do as far as your practice? What does your practice do?
They can reach out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we can schedule a virtual consultation.
Mm-hmm.
And also we offer a mail-in hair strand service.
Talk about
so
that.
During the virtual consultation, yes, you're going to mail me 10 hair strands. And these are just a few samples that I wanted to share. I've been analyzing hair strands for over 25 years.
Wow.
And not every person has a healthy hair strand.
What?
So this is an example.
Oh,
these are examples of hair strands. Yes. This is a person. This is a fungus.
Okay.
So each person is a case-by-case basis. So 10 hair strands is all I need. I do not need an excessive amount.
Okay.
And so we can analyze that. For persons who come into my clinic, we actually incorporate two microscopes. We use a polarized microscope as well as a tricholoscope.
Okay.
So we're looking at the shape of your hair bulb. We can tell you how healthy or unhealthy your hair is actually growing. We can also tell you what your water nutritional absorption actually looks like within the internal structure of the hair strand. We can also tell you, for those of you who love hair color, if you have damage which has occurred from that, any structural damage, any hair shaft defects. So there are so many components that we could tell you by looking at your hair strand microscopically.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this. We're hearing about this together, guys. And I'm very excited. Number one, I'm thinking, what do I need to do to send you some of my hair strands so you could tell me what's going on over here? So usually, and these are the hair strands that, like, let's say it's wash day and this sheds, I can scoop those up and put them in a bag for you, right? You
put them in a Ziploc bag, absolutely.
It doesn't have to be from the root necessarily. Like, it doesn't have to go in and pop
no.
out.
No, I prefer loose hair strands. You're not going to pull your hair strands, you guys. Do not pull your hair strands, just loose hair strands. And then also, I've had individuals, they'll send us scaling, severe scaling that they have experienced. Yes. So we can also analyze that.
Oh my goodness. So
So this is not dandruff.
that's not dandruff. So
That's not dandruff. That's not dandruff.
and I like to hold people's hands and walk them through the process, give them an idea, like a visual idea of what they could expect, right? So I go wash my hair and I have a whole bunch of fallout or shedding, and I know it's not normal. So I'm like, okay, let me put it in a Ziploc bag. After I've consulted with you, you're going to instruct me on putting it in the bag, and then I'm going to mail it to you, right?
Absolutely.
What's usually the turnaround time for you to get back to me with results?
That's within a 2-week timeline.
Okay.
Yes, and I'll type up a report and I will send that to the individual of my findings. Now, this is only internal with the hair strands. Yes, so
Okay.
I'll type up a report. Yes, it's been very helpful.
That's so
Very helpful.
curious about, okay, what are some of the top things that you usually find? I know it varies person to person, but just name one thing that you usually find from the hair strand, and how have you treated that person, and how has this actual practice helped?
One of the main things is the shape of the hair bulb is unhealthy.
Okay.
So when that's unhealthy, that definitely signifies that there's an imbalance going on within the system. Also, nutrition is also a sign that I see that in which a person is not absorbing their nutrients. And that could vary per individual. Sometimes it's medications. Sometimes it could be stress related. And with the pandemic, I have definitely seen an increase in what we call telogen effluvium, which is severe shedding of the hair. So that's only one thing. So sometimes I see patchy alopecia, and there are so many different triggers. An individual goes through that, is a result for that as
And
well.
all of this from this hair, kind of like this hair assessment or hair evaluation, the hair strand assessment evaluation. That is amazing, because we've heard about the scalp evaluations, right? We've heard of actually evaluating your scalp, but I didn't know that there's a lot that you can determine about a person's, either internal systems or
Yes, within.
the
Yes, within a strand of hair.
That is all. Listen, no one has no excuse, okay? You guys have supernaturals, you absolutely have zero excuse. Don't say, well, I don't got no doctors near me. While she's in, where in Texas are you, Dr. Emerson?
Am in Pantego, which is right on the border of Arlington. So
Okay.
we'll just say Arlington, yes.
But even though she's in Pantego, Texas, you can mail her, okay, your strands. She can put it under a microscope, and based on what the microscope reads, she can really personalize and customize a whole hair growth plan for you specifically. Listen, there's no excuse,
Yes,
okay?
that's right.
Oil on your head. I'm not about to go into whether it works or not. This is not this conversation, okay? You can check out the other videos, but what I am saying is, please, please, please see an expert. And there are so many opportunities to go out and see an expert. So I want to talk about your hair care products, because you have your own hair care line. And please, yes. Now, before we go into the products, the specific products and what the benefits are, what is the overall benefit of buying hair care products from a board certified trichologist versus going to Walmart and Target, et cetera, and just buying products that, are marketing towards hair loss or hair growth, et cetera?
Okay, with my treatment product line, I
Okay.
actually was able to sit down with my chemist and we discussed what my products needed to address.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And I have an OSHA-approved facility that has done a wonderful job with my formulas. So my products have been on the market for over 14 years.
Four
And
years.
these products have been very, very effective. So they were designed to address thinning hair. Hair
Okay.
breakage, to accelerate hair growth, in many individuals.
Okay.
It also gives scalp care. So you have to start with the right canvas of healing the scalp and addressing the scalp in order for your hair to grow as healthy as it possibly can.
Okay.
So it helps to thoroughly cleanse the scalp so you don't have those clogged follicles.
Okay.
So and it also helps with the excessively oil buildup on the scalp. Some consumers, they just apply too much topical products on their hair. So we got to remove that excessive oil. And then if you have dry scalp, flaky scalp, it depends on what that is. So my products were designed to address seborrheic dermatitis, also psoriasis, and also pityriasis simplex.
Okay.
If a person has severe pityriasis amyenthesia, or very severe psoriasis, they may need additional treatment to help with that.
Okay.
But my products were designed to help with the mild cases of that.
So let's talk about the pittas. What is it? Pityriasis?
Pityriasis amyenthesia?
Yeah. So for someone who doesn't know what that is, if you can explain how that presents on the scalp so that we can know what to look for.
Well, this is where there are multiple layers of scaling. Some people may have heard their parents say, there's cornmeal on my scalp.
Okay.
So with cornmeal, this is not dandruff. There are several layers there. And so that actually needs to be diagnosed. Is that the only condition you have? Or do you have a combination of two or more conditions? I see that very, very common. So they may have seborrheic dermatitis, pityriasis, amyenthesia, and psoriasis occurring simultaneously. So we need to diagnose that properly.
Gotcha. So I always like to ask, you know, the doctors or experts that's on the show, if there's one recommendation that you can give across the board to everyone, what is that one recommendation on what we can do to kind of kickstart our, you know, our hair growth journey or our healthy hair journey rather? And it's different for everyone. So
it is different. I would definitely start with cleansing of your scalp and hair.
Okay.
That's the start. You got to start with the right products that will help to cleanse. That would be my number one recommendation.
Is that an entire system?
It is. This is one of our promotions that we have, which includes our hair and scalp shampoo, our revitalizing conditioner.
Okay.
We have a follicle serum. Okay, over here. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a bonus, which is a 2 ounce of our revitalizing conditioner.
Okay.
So this is our system. We also include other products. We have a leave-in conditioner. We have an anti-itch soothing oil as well. Yes.
Talk to my curly girls because I'm a recovering curly girl. And what I mean by that is curly girls, we just love the products that's going to make our curls pop. That's just going to make them look so beautiful. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily matter what's in it as long as those curls are spiraled and big and beautiful, right? But now that I was going through hair loss and I'm back on my healthy hair journey, some of the clean products that I use may not get my curls to pop as much as those other, you know, more harmful, you know, gels, et cetera. So my question to you is, you know, do you have a styling product that, you know, can really, that has dual purposes, right? That can work for healthy hair, but also give me the curls that I need? Or if you necessarily don't, is there a specific styling product that you recommend over the counter that doesn't, you know, negatively affect what we're trying to do with our healthy hair journey? I know that was a mouthful, but I just hope you understand the question.
I do understand. And I know that's a very, very important image is so powerful with the natural sisters. Black and brown. And I will say, yes, we do have a moisturizer, detangler, and curl definer product.
Okay.
But first we need to start with, yes, making sure your hair and scalp is healthy.
Okay.
I'm not an advocate of co-washing at all.
Okay.
Because you're actually putting products on dirty hair. is just put simply. So you need to always cleanse and then moisturize. It might take you just a couple of extra days to get that moisture retention the way you like it, but please start with healthy hair and scalp. I must emphasize that, because over the years that has not been the case.
Right.
That I've seen.
Right. Right. So one more thing we got to talk about before I let you go is,
absolutely,
you have a cruise? Is it a cruise, a healthy hair cruise? Please explain this cruise for me. And for
absolutely. Absolutely. In 2012, I began my cruise with a purpose for alopecia awareness. And it was actually a way of having an entertainment attached to my annual scholarship. So we're currently in our 8th year of providing an educational scholarship to a youth between the ages of 16 through 19 who has been diagnosed with alopecia and are pursuing education, either college or some type of trade school.
Awesome.
So I think that, you know, there are not very many youth who have been diagnosed that are able to get assistance with, come on, I'm so sorry, had an incoming call. So that's why I wanted to target this demographics. And the response has been wonderful. So this year we have started for 2021. And I ask your audience to please help me spread the word. If there is a youth who would like to participate, they must write an essay.
Okay.
A minimum of 300 words.
Okay.
And the topic this year is, during the pandemic, my alopecia made me feel this way. So during the pandemic, my alopecia made me feel this way.
Okay.
So back to the cruise. So the cruise was on the Carnival Cruise in 2012.
Okay.
2013 and 14, Carnival Cruise Line had some mechanical problems.
Right.
So I had to postpone it. People were afraid to get on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I had another one in 2015, which was a local sunset dinner cruise.
Oh, that's
so amazing. That went over very well.
Okay.
2017, there was another issue. 2018, I had another sunset dinner cruise as well as 2019.
Okay.
2020, I was planning on having a 7-day cruise, but then the pandemic took place. So we had to cancel that.
Okay.
So hopefully in 2022, we'll be able to host another cruise with a purpose.
Awesome.
On the Carnival Cruise Line. Yes.
And that is awesome. Please let us know. Let us here at HairScripts know how we can partake or how we can participate and be of any support to you and all the wonderful things that you're doing. We are going to link everything that you said down below in the description box about the essay and the scholarship. And so one last thing before I let you go, where can everyone find you online so that they can start the process for sending in their hair samples, and where can they find your products?
Absolutely. I am at LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. We are 2304 West Pioneer Parkway, suite number 6, Pantego, Texas, 76013. Our phone number is 817-265-8854, 817-265-8854. Please visit our website at hairandscalpessentials.com, hairandscalpessentials.com. On Facebook, you can go to our page, which is Hair and Scalp Essentials, or we have a page for our radio show, which is Ask the Hair and Scalp Doctor. We're available on Instagram is dr.lindaamerson. We're also on, Instagram. We're on Twitter, which is at Scalp Doctor. And we're also on LinkedIn under Linda Amerson. So we're on all social media except TikTok. We're not on TikTok yet, Beverly.
Not yet. Thank you so much, Dr. Amerson. It was such a pleasure connecting with you today. Guys, check her out.
Yes.
All the information is below. Have a great one. Bye.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.